From the heart of Europe to the world, RTI.
Welcome to Postcard from Pop Rap, boys and girls. Eric, not so nervous this week. I'll explain more if you don't follow that comment in a bit, because we've got loads of thank yous to do. And I am sitting at the base of the Tatry Mountains, which a couple of hours ago I was actually up there. Glorious sunshine, melting. My office, even with air conditioning, is 25 degrees. Outside it's around 30, and there's still snow on the top of the mountains. Can you imagine that? Hot, glorious day. Young ladies walk... No, stop it. And snow on the top of the mountains. It's wonderful. Across the pond, where apparently it's raining. And it's cold. Which kind of goes a bit with the territory, really, doesn't it? Lee Banks!
Well, hello, boys and girls and ladies and gentlemen and Eric. it's not raining here. It's lovely. It's just absolutely gloriously glorious. I'm laying naked on the floor in my sun lounge, basking in the sun like it's a whale.
Yes.
Or a shark.
Yes, probably the shark is a good idea. Anyway, how are you this week?
I'm wonderful, thank you. How are you?
Good. Actually, very ecstatic. Coming up today on the programme, I'll do a quick hello to some people up in a place called Stripsky Plesso.
I know Stripsky Plesso. I could never say it, but I know it.
Yeah, exactly. Because this week we see the Vintage Rally. And I have to be honest, boys and girls, next week we'll have a round-up of the rally. So I've been up there to have a little look today.
You're such a lucky boy.
I had a little ride in a London black cab sporting lots of St. George's crosses for the football, which we'll come to in a minute. I had a little ride in a Rolls Royce, a little ride round the corner in a John Steed Bentley.
Did we have a special seat in it so you could see over the steering wheel?
And then I had a little ride on an AJS motorbike. It's wonderful. But we'll have a roundup of that next week with our friend Pete Miller. Thanks to Pete for taking us into the rally, actually into the heart of the rally. And it was wonderful. I was like, Petra said I was like a big kid.
But you are like a big kid.
Thank you.
Like a very big kid, actually.
What? But the John Steed, the John Steed Bentley. And it's actually been in the vintage Le Mans 24 hour. Whoa! It's that sound.
Did you get it?
Yes.
They're only little Eric, and you're a big kid.
Well, that's true. But it sort of starts up and goes boom, 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 boom. Oh, it's wonderful.
That's how you started the morning, isn't it?
Oh, dear. Also, coming up in this part of the programme, we've got the CEO of Audio. That's Mark Rock. Lest I forget, hi to the guys over there at Talk Radio and Replay. You wonderful people on RTI and, of course, Audio Boo and anywhere else on the planet that we happen to be getting to. Some really amazing news about Audio Boo this week, which we think
is... that's quite amazing.
It is, actually, but we'll save Mark... we'll save it till so Mark can do it himself. That'd be nice. Got to say hi to Tim, who's offered to make you a jingle.
Offered to make me a jingle?
Well, make us some jingles, meaning you...
You said me. You said you. Me.
Us.
I want a jingle. I've wanted a jingle for a year, and nobody will make me a jingle.
Well, apparently, and Tim was my old sound engineer many years ago, so he's been listening and has decided that he's going to make some jingles to keep you happy.
My sound engineer sitting in the next room listening to this.
Why don't I believe that?
Excuse me, sound engineer, can you just shout?
See? Zero.
He's not there.
Figment of the imagination. And I've got to do a quick update to let you know that since last week, when we were all very nervous here, when the water was horrendous, and I gather some people around Europe did actually see it on their TVs, things are drying out rather nicely. Some of the roads are now open. One of the roads I used this morning was just about finished, considering half of it was washed away last week. It's a road that goes up the mountains in Slovakia. Half of it was missing. This week it's open, and they're just about finishing the bit that washed away, so we were able to drive up and down the mountains as usual. So brilliant work going on. Obviously, there were quite a few people very much distressed. I have to say thank you to everybody who messaged and wished the Slovak citizens good luck, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. And I also have to say a big special thank you to Elaine that graciously actually offered to open up a place in the south of England to actually collect food for people and things like that. But as I suggested, best to go through one of the agencies because they were doing lots of work out as well. You guys out in Radio Land are just phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. And as I say, the best wishes came from literally round the world. I'm humbled is the word I'm going to use, humbled. So thank you so much to every one of you that supported the Slovak citizens in what was a time of need. And it's been dry for a few days now, so let's just hope the waters are down, the rivers are down. And where we go from there, Lee? You got some messages, haven't you, mate?
I have. I've got one, actually, which appertains to the floods, and it's quite nice. There's a young lady met in Eccleshill, which is a sort of market town, about 3 miles down the road from here. And she comes from Poprad. Her name's Boska. I hope I'm saying that. Am I saying that right? Boska.
Well, it depends how she is spelling it.
She's spelling it. Oh, well, I didn't ask her that. And that's because I'm a journalist, you know, so I didn't bother. Anyway, she sent us a message. She sent a message to her family, through us.
Yeah.
To her family in Poprad. She says that they live in a large house close to the centre of Poprad,
mm-hmm.
which actually survived the floods.
Right.
But a number of her neighbours weren't so lucky, so she's sort of saying, she's passing on her best wishes and everything to them. She's actually over here cleaning large country houses and doing very well around Eccleshill. Lot of rich people around there, and she's got in there. Good on you, Bob.
So she's built a business up?
Yeah.
Good girl.
Right. Yeah, she's built a business. Good on, yeah,
good on you.
Oh, it might just be worth having a chat with her one day.
Actually, I think that'd be rather nice.
Yeah, I'll have a word with her.
Yeah, we'll do that. And then we'll
see her quite often now.
Yeah, we'll try and get the family here.
Now, that'd be brilliant.
We'll get the family into the studio so they can have a little chat with her over the air.
Yeah.
And away you go from there. How's that?
Magical.
Cool.
I will get my sound engineer in the other room, who doesn't exist,
yes.
on the case immediately. In fact, I'll go out this afternoon and see if I can find her.
Anyway, what was the other one I was going to say? Oh, yes, there's loads of other messages on Facebook, and thank you to everybody for those. I gather, and there was loads of messages about Audio Boo, wasn't there?
That's
unbelievable.
Right, yeah,
unbelievable.
I think it's incredible. I think it's magical. What's happening is magical. I'm not giving it away. I have another message I want to do, but you carry on doing this bit.
Well, the only other thing I was going to say is we owe Audioboo a bit of a thank you, which I didn't know about, because somebody told me that if you go to audioboo.fm and go to how it works, when you push the button for radio, their example of radio, I'm not so sure this is a good idea, Lee.
Right, go on.
Because it's us.
I love Audio Boo. Audio Boo are wonderful.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Yeah, boys and girls? There's one way to be a successful journalist, and he has just given you the answer. Have an ego a mile wide.
Well, that's funny you should say that, because can I do this message now?
Go on, then.
Because it just sounds perfectly. There is somebody called Alan, psychic in quotes, Gibson, right?
Right.
And he sent me this message.
I don't think
he wanted it to go on the air, but as a matter of principle, I'm putting it on the air. He put it out in a public domain.
Yes.
It says, I sense a massive astral blockage with you, probably due to your insane worship of vanity and gold. It's time to shed the robes of self-obsession, Lee G. Banks, and renounce your all-consuming love of the material world and its false riches. I suggest kudu yoghurt, 14 gallons at room temperature. Careful with the curdling. Thanks a lot, Alan. I'll get you back.
Hmm. So he's obviously... What does he do, then?
He just writes to me, insulting me. Telling you, I'm not obsessed by vanity and gold.
Alan, I love you.
I am naturally vain because I am naturally...
Alan, I love you. You're wonderful. Brilliant.
All right, I love you too, Alan. We think you're brilliant, and we're glad
absolutely.
You're psychic.
Alan. Absolutely. We love Alan to bits.
We are going to do
some bits on the football later, but first of all, our commiserations do go to the absolutely fabulous Nelson Mandela, who had a tragic loss of his granddaughter yesterday, just after the opening concert in South Africa. Our thoughts and prayers are with the whole Mandela family. How you get over that, I have no idea. It's a tragic situation, but I know that you're a man of absolute strength, and so our thoughts and prayers are with you. And let's just hope that something comes out of it in a good way at the end of the day.
And we should also mention the kids from Leicestershire who were killed in the coach crash, the safari coach crash.
Absolutely,
over there,
which is actually nothing to do with the World Cup at all. They were out there.
But it's some English people who are over there. Mm-hmm. Anyway, carry on.
That's not so nice. Anyway, so coming up in 5 minutes' time, we'll be talking to Mark Rock, the CEO of Audio Boo. Still to come a little bit later on, we will be having a look at the football. But, of course, I've got to do another thank you, Lee.
Have we?
Yeah.
Who to?
Her Majesty, Queen Elizabeth II.
What, is she listening now?
No, but she's doing something
Hello.
For me.
Queen?
She's doing something for me. She's
listening to me, not you.
She's doing something for me tomorrow.
What's she doing for you, Eric?
Have you not... What's going on in London tomorrow, Lee?
I've no idea, Eric.
Oh, you Philistine. You Philistine!
There'll be drinking. Excitement.
Yes.
Oh, all right.
There'll be excitement.
It's not that football stuff, is it?
No.
Oh, all right then. I'll give up.
It's the trooping of the colour.
Oh, and of course. And that's not for the Queen. That's for you, isn't it, Eric?
Yes.
I know this. The Queen just jumps on her horse, sits on it sideways in case she has to jump off and disappear down the road because you're there.
No,
and she's stealing your glory.
No.
Queen.
It's wonderful. She's actually doing the trooping of the colour in London as she does every year. Just for my birthday, which is tomorrow.
I know. I think it's so wonderful.
Isn't that nice of her? Thank you, Your Majesty.
I've had plenty of Queen's troop in my colour.
Thank you, Your Majesty. It's a very kind, noble gesture of you, and Eric warmly receives it. I shall be watching on the telly, as always, and just I will wait.
Why don't you just turn up? Why don't you just go one of these times? This is for you, Eric. Can you ride side saddle?
Yes.
Can you?
Yes.
I hate you.
I used to have a horse called Chris. And this horse called Chris, who was wonderful, bless her, every now and again she'd sort of slow down when I was learning to ride, and she'd sort of slow down to a trot and then stop, turn her head round as if looking at me and go, "What are you doing?" And then carry on trotting again.
I got kidnapped by a horse in Spain.
Yeah, right.
It ran off with me, and it just wouldn't do anything. It just knew where it wanted to go, and that was it.
The problem is you can't find a brake pedal, can you?
I tried biting its ears, everything, because I've seen cowboys do that, but it didn't work. It just went faster.
I mean, I tried to find the gear stick, tried to find the brake pedal, nothing.
Don't look for a horse's gear stick.
So, yeah. Yes, I was, and I wish I could remember a name. I was taught by one of the Olympic equestrian team, and she actually taught me to ride many, many years ago. And just for fun, I said to her, "How do you ride side saddle?" Because I was just inquisitive like you. And she said, "I'll show you." And it's a different saddle that you use. It's got a bigger knobby bit on the front of it.
I know, it's got a big knobby bit, and you have to stick your leg around that.
That's
so
right.
You don't fall off.
But you do.
I was taught to... You what?
But you do.
I was taught to ride by Emmanuel Iacognani.
Right.
He's a dustman man in Stockport who goes riding.
Right. Fair enough. Anyway, do have a look at that tomorrow, wherever you are, if you get this in time. Have a watch of the troop in the car. It's a fabulous, absolutely fabulous day.
And it's for Eric. And it's Queen's got it wrong.
Bless. And it's a really fab, it's a splendid thing. And if you can go, it is wonderful. It is really, 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 really nice. And on that subject, very quickly, I've got to say, hats off to the new Prime Minister of the UK, David Cameron. But remember last year we were complaining about councils that wouldn't allow people to put up St George's Cross, which is the flag of England. And on the top of 10 Downing Street throughout the World Cup, it's St George's Cross with Mr. David Cameron. Thank you very much. We're going to have a little chat after this short little jingle with none other than Mark Rock.
This is RTI, from the heart of Europe to the world, the station of the stars.
Hi, boys and girls. We're back on Postcard from Pop Rad with a very special guest from about 2,000 kilometres away, who I'm very pleased for this week. And in a moment, I'll tell you why I'm so proud of this guy, because he's actually saved my bacon, to put it quite bluntly. It's none other than Mark Rock from Audioboo. Good afternoon, Mark.
Hi, Eric. How are you?
I'm melting over here, as you asked, but you shouldn't. It's so hot. It's wonderful. Audioboo, Mark is the CEO, and contrary to things in newspapers, he hasn't got the kind of fat bank balance that many would have thought he would have had by now. But the glorious thing is, this week has been a fabulous announcement for Audioboo, where you can listen to RTI, because it's got some amazing, not just funding, but some amazing people joining the team, which is probably more important than the money in a lot of ways. Mark, can you bring us up to speed on what's happened?
Sure. Audioboo launched in March 2009, really. It's a little bit of a side project about trying to create a new type of kind of social audio. And you know, we've been going since then, and since January we've been trying to negotiate a deal with some strategic partners, which we closed on Friday, who are UBC Media, who are a big producer of radio shows in the UK, mm-hmm. who are doing some pretty interesting technology stuff. Also Pure Radio, who make DAB and connected radios. So we're going to be doing some really interesting work with them on new ways to both produce radio content and also get it to radio sets without having to go through the traditional broadcast stream. Mm-hmm. And then we're lucky enough to have Sir Don Cruickshank as our chairman. And Sir Don's got a wild and varied career in business. He used to be in charge of the London Stock Exchange. He's the director of Qualcomm, so we're really pleased to have him on board. Don is fantastic. You know, he's been through the whole dot-com era. He used to work with Richard Branson at Virgin Atlantic. He kind of knows what works and what doesn't, and he's a, you know, just a really key bit of intelligence for us to try and to make Audioboo the biggest thing on the planet.
Right, well, I think what we should do now, Mark, is just briefly explain to those that are listening, of which there's a lot, that have never probably used Audioboo, maybe haven't got an iPhone yet, which kind of stumps it a little bit, but what exactly does Audioboo do, and where are you trying to take it?
In its simplest form, Audioboo allows you to record a short piece of audio, so it's 5 minutes for the free version, to add some data to that, so a photo, a title, and some tags if you want, and then you upload it to your account at audioboo.fm, and it also gets your location data so you know where you recorded it. From audioboo.fm, you can set it to automatically go to a wide variety of different places. So you can also tweet it on Twitter. You can send a natty little player to your Facebook page or your fan page and some other places like Tumblr or Poster. So it's really trying to make audio as social as possible. So our view is, traditionally, audio has been quite one-to-one, so telephone calls are very one-to-one, you know, calls to an answer are one-to-one. If we can, in some ways, make audio social, which could be for bloggers, it could be for journalists, it could be for, you know, chefs and recipes, and we've got all those people on Audioboo. So it's really an antithesis to the kind of very carefully produced era of the podcast, which I think everyone universally says it's far too hard to make and distribute. We kind of take care of all the really difficult stuff in the background and allow people to very easily concentrate on what they're good at, which is creating the content.
One of the other nice things you can do, and bearing in mind, boys and girls, I'm genuinely sitting in Slovakia, Mark's over there in the UK. Now, the way we set this up, and it's a great feature on Audioboo, is all of our Audioboos on RTI are actually marked as PopRed. And it is so funny how so many people have walked up to me, and they're really proud, Mark, of what you've done, because they say it puts PopRed on the map. And the other nice thing is, when you're using the application, you can choose to be a local radio station, set it up that way, and the local community gets something that they can't normally get in many areas of the world, isn't it?
Yeah, and we're definitely going to push out the more location details going forward. So we're very keen fans of kind of local and hyper-local reporting.
Yep.
And because most audiobooks will have location on them, then going forward, we're going to make it much easier for people to find audio around the area that they're in, which we think has huge implications for news. It's probably got huge implications for tourism in terms of, you know, traditional audio tours and information about places. So we think there's a really big job of work to do there going forward.
In the reverse mode of that, by definition, and as one that's worked on shortwave radio for some of the bigger organisations, what Audioboo offers, it's very easy for somebody to be in Melbourne, Australia, as well as in Manchester, and both be able to listen to the same programme. Therefore, there's surely an opportunity to, if you like, replace the old-style shortwave broadcasting.
I think, again, because we do a lot of work in the cloud on servers, because we actually upload in a much higher quality format than the ones you listen to on Audioboo, because we do an encode of the audio online, it means we can start doing some interesting stuff. So very soon we'll have the ability to add a kind of pre or post roll Stinger advert audio too.
Yep.
It also means that if people wanted to search for a tag which was, you know, UK politics, we could then automatically render those into a 20-minute program that could get delivered as a traditional podcast.
It's almost like community for the world, isn't it?
Definitely. I mean, it's all about trying to, which is part of our big task going forward, to make, you know, people's local audio discoverable.
There's some subtle hints from you on the blog, I noticed, that there's more developments underway. Are we close to announcing those yet?
There's two views. Within the office here, there is a mismatch of the meaning of words. So what I understand by ready is not what developers understand by ready.
Oh, I know that.
In developer talk, the features are ready. In my talk, they are nearly ready. So I think by the last week of June, we should be able to announce the fairly substantial partners who are going to begin and start trialing the new features.
Right.
And they're mainly based around what we call permissions. So at the minute, every audiobook that you make is public. We'll be changing that in the future, so you have preferences as to whether a boo is private, a boo is shared among a group of friends, or indeed that anyone at all can actually post into a special audiobook account.
In some ways, that's not dissimilar a model to YouTube, is it?
No, and we learn lots of models from YouTube or video sharing sites like Vimeo. You know, we're kind of magpies when it comes to ideas. but the idea that we could create a new form of radio phone-ins, which allows people to audioboo into a central radio station account, and particularly to have that radio station be able to moderate their audio before they choose whether to send it live, we think is a really interesting way of getting people's voices heard on more traditional media.
And one of the things you touched on earlier, which is something, a fabulous feature that you worked on over the last year, you talked about social networking and how Audioboo fits in there. It's hard to explain how very simple it is to take the address from Audioboo, stick it into your Facebook account, and up comes this wonderful player. Do you see more sort of add-ons to that in terms of maybe make it an automatic player when you go to a page, or some other add-ons going to that as well?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sitting in front of... we're very lucky that our whole wall in this office is one big whiteboard, and it's 3/4 full with features. our problem is trying to prioritise, you know, which ones go out there. But, you know, we're only really at the start of the journey, both in terms of technology and also in terms of what people can do with the content.
Yes.
So that, you know, there will continue to be major developments on platform. A lot of it in response to user feedback, and we get a massive response of user feedback. Very, very passionate community.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Around Audioboo, and a lot of the features we introduce have been down to them.
One of the other things that's been a problem with a lot of internet services, and certainly with social networking in the beginning, was a slight adversity from the feminine side of the internet world to actually join in. Have you suffered the same problem, or are your people half and half, or 60-40? How's it, Matt, or is it us sort of boys that have grabbed the technology first?
I think it's fair to say up to now it has been early adopters who tend to, I don't want to kind of cast the net widely, but they tend to be men. I mean, we do have a lot of women on Audioboo, but I would say it's probably 70-30 in favour of men at the minute. But I think that's fairly typical of any emergent technology group.
Yes, I was just trying to think off the top of my head. Girls, well known girls in gadgets equals Susie Perry and LJ Rich, and that's about me lot. Which kind of really sums it all up. But I can see when you make it into an option where families can share things, a lot more girls would maybe be interested at that point.
Yes, yeah, and particularly if there is some privacy involved there. I think, you know, it's a special kind of social person that thinks what they say, you know, will be of interest to anyone else in the world.
And indeed.
And, you know, there is stuff going on there.
Right.
And particularly even... private messaging is a big area of focus for us as well.
Well, especially for business. I mean, the business area I can see straight away. If you've got a major international company that the CEO needs to get a message out to but doesn't want to tell the press about it or anybody else in general, it's a really simple way to do it, isn't it?
Yeah, or, you know, conversely, it could be Stephen Fry sending out an audiobook of the first, you know, chapter of his latest book, you know, to his fan club.
Final question. It's really interesting to me how... so many well-known people like Stephen Fry, and I respect Stephen Fry, he's very much a technology-driven man. You know, his tweets are large. There's so many things about him. But you've got him, you've got Tony Blackburn, and a lot of other people already donating content to Audioboo. Did you have to sort of go out and find them, or did they come to you?
No, I mean, I met Stephen Fry on Twitter. That's, you know, in fact, you know, most of the people on... Tony Blackburn found us by accident.
Tony's a tech... I mean, I've worked with Tony. He's a good techie man.
Yeah, and I've met him since. But most people found it and enjoyed it.
I'm going to do one little thing to make you go red. I want to say thank you on behalf of all the listeners of RTI, who, without you, we'd probably be stuck in a hole somewhere. So thank you very much, so much on behalf of the whole team for picking up and helping us out a little bit. It's been fab. And... the other thing I would say to anybody that hasn't yet played, you don't have to have an iPhone to play. That's one of the key things, because you can play on the net, listen on Facebook, you can go to your favourite social networking groups, and whilst it is very easy on your iPhone, you can still do it without. So you can work either way around these days, and it just becomes another great social networking site, doesn't it?
Yeah, and we're on Android as well, actually.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, because you've got Android as well now, haven't you?
We're going to be bringing out Boomail, which will allow you to email already recorded audio into Audioboo. So, you know, we're continually working on expanding out the range of devices that you can actually get audio onto it.
Mark, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations again on your newfound opportunity to develop things, because that's what it means. And all the best to Audioboo and the team for the future. Thank you, Mark.
Brilliant. Thanks a lot.
From the heart of Europe to the world, this is RTI.